Howdy do.
Well, this is exciting.
Howdy, mate.
Good, mate. Well, I better introduce you. Well, I don't need to introduce you, but I will anyway. The one and only legend himself, Russell Crowe, joins the show.
Right here.
Woo. How you doing, my favourite morning team? You rocking and rolling down there?
That is exciting times. It's great to hear that, Russell. We're going to cut that up for a promo, so don't worry about that.
Just so I'm clear, it's the Ed Cavalli Show, right?
Thank you so much, Russell. That's right. It's actually now called Ed Cavalli and Others, Russell. It's a really exciting...
So much to talk to you about, Russell. Now, first off, can we start with Coffs Harbour? You've announced this massive new studio, this film studio. It's going to make Coffs Harbour the new, the epicentre of films in the world, Russell? Can we say that?
Well, that might be a slight stretch, Hughie, but, we could say it for now. The great thing about this situation, man, is it puts creative industry into a regional city that I have a great deal of love and affection for. And it creates opportunity for the kids that are growing up here. So create not just a job, but an actual internationally transferable career. It's very exciting.
It's very exciting. It's like I remember when Kmart opened in my country town, look, everyone tried to get a job there. So this will be happening, won't it? There'll be young people just working because of, your vision, Russell.
Hey, Russell, I know how passionate you are about that local area. You just look at your social media alone and you share so much of the Australian landscape, which I love. Are you excited for the rest of the world to see more of Coffs Harbour?
Well, yeah, but it's not just about really seeing the area itself. It's actually creating a facility. So, you could be shooting the Himalayas here and we'll have the process stage available for you to make it look like you're standing on a snow-capped mountain, The great thing about this area that I've known for, the 25 years that my family's had a place up here, we have the Sunshine Hours. We have the infrastructure. Mm. We have a big airport. We have a hospital. We have a university now. It's that next step of opportunity, isn't it? It's actually creating the gig that somebody can go into without having to leave the area they've grown up in, the area that they love.
Russell, how would you rate the tennis ability of a couple of the co-hosts on this show?
I haven't played with Ed, but...
I'd be happy to.
That one's open. But yes.
Love to.
I have played with some of the others, as we call them.
Yes.
On the Ed Cavalli Show.
Thank you so much.
I'm worried that when Hughie gets his Sydney legs properly, and he gets a bit of a tan going and stuff like that, he's going to be a hell of an opponent because he's a very skilled player. And I know that you're possibly sort of joking about this because the score wasn't very flattering. But no. My partner and I discussed quite often the actual skill level of one David Hughes. He's definitely a tennis player.
After you guys played, and they were arguing, Erin mainly about her outfit choices, but Hughie was focused on the game. And these are the words he says, and he never says this, Russell. He never says this. He goes, Crow got in my head. Yeah, no. He was in my head. I couldn't make a shot. Crow got in my head.
It wasn't my best day.
You haven't let Russell talk about my performance yet. Is there a reason that we're stalling?
I wasn't stalling. I just thought your friends were trying to cover for you.
There is that.
Let's talk about court dress. You need is a selection of skirts, Erin.
Yep.
You need some coordinated skirts. Yes. Because then you might get in my head.
Yes! Exactly! I told
you!
Wait!
It's a tough game out there.
Yeah. I went to the shop to try and buy a tennis skirt. They had none. I had no choice but to wear tights.
That was...
Yeah, exactly.
That's my next text with this audio company.
This is good.
I want to talk film. I want to talk about a movie that's coming up.
Yeah.
Because the great thing about when Mr. Crowe says, yes, I'd like to come on board with a local film, it helps it get it, move it along. I'm interested in this film that I'm reading about called Poker Face, Russell Crowe. What can you tell me about Poker Face?
Well, whatever you're reading about it, it's going to be significantly weirder than what you're reading.
Oh, good.
I've heard it's a great script. I heard there's a real, real good story there.
Well, I think there's a great seed of a story. We're going to be working really hard to make that seed of a story into a great movie. It's in a kind of a complicated position at the moment, that production, but it will be made here. It will be shot in Sydney and at the moment south of the city as well, some south coast locations around Kiama, I believe. But yeah, that's it's super cool. It's like a little independent production and an Australian production company, and it's coming together as it does, and probably start shooting about halfway through July.
You've got, I just believe you've got a number of films coming up, don't you? There's a fair bit forward for you if you want to do it, isn't there?
Yeah, you know, at the beginning of 2020, I had about six things I was supposed to do. Yeah. Whereas the pandemic sort of spread, they all just fell over one by one. Out of those six things, I only actually did one, which is Thor 4. But yeah, as we speak from tomorrow, I'll be working back to back until December 21st, which seems very extreme to me. I'm trying to point out to all these producers that, look, I'm good with the work and everything, but if it impacts my tennis game too much.
Need to work it in.
Now, Russ, can I just ask you about streaming services, just as a general question? I said we've got to watch LA Confidential to my wife.
What a movie!
And we absolutely loved it. There's the world's opening up for new generations to watch your films. Do you love that?
Well, I had a funny thing happen last year. About 2009, I made a film called The Next 3 Days. And I always thought it was a great movie, you know.
It is.
And when it came out, it was kind of off the back of Paul Haggis leaving the Church of Scientology. So in this sort of weird thing, the movie never really got any shape to its release. Yeah. And I'm not saying that the two things are connected, but it was an unusual situation. But last year, somebody texted me about it, so I just started watching it. I saw The Next 3 Days just climb up the Netflix US charts.
Yeah.
You know, when it was pointed out to me, it was sitting at 20 or 25 or something. And then over the ensuing weeks, it just climbed up, got into the top 10, and it got to be the number one film on Netflix. That's a film made in 2009.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of cool because you get this situation where people have access to it. And when somebody mentions it word of mouth, their response to that word of mouth can be immediate.
I want to ask about a plan. Russell, I've obviously followed your career, and I'll never forget when you won your Oscar. You were talking about...
You should have won two in a row. We know that.
It's all political, mate. Come on, mate.
We know that.
No, it's not political. It's just fact.
I'm saying the choices are. But so you were talking about a symbol for those growing up in Auckland and Sydney that if you dream big and you chase it, that you can, you know, that you can get to where you got. Did you have a plan? Was there a Russell Crowe plan of action when you started out?
No, man. I think by the time I was experienced enough to formulate a plan, my plan was just to be the very best that I could be at the job, you know, and that meant, in my mind, getting up earlier than everybody else and spending more hours staring at the thing that somebody had asked me to do, you know. That kind of gave me a reputation for being quite a serious insect at one point in time. But people didn't understand that I approach preparation of a film with joy.
And you've still got, Russell, that fire, that passion to do the job as well as you can.
Well, man, I love it. You know, when I'm walking towards camera on a film set, it's a natural place for me. I know I'm in the right place. Yeah. I'm very lucky in that regard, and I do realize I'm lucky. But, you know, I know you well enough, David, to have seen you walking towards a stage when you're about to do stand-up, and you're a shark, man. You're an animal. You're going to go out there, and you're going to tear that room up. I've seen that look in your eye. You know, I've also seen it when you're trying to serve. It wasn't as effective. But, you know, so you share that. And I know Erin. I mean, how many jobs has Erin got? She does every one of them equally brilliantly and with the focus and concentration. And we talked about it one time, and it's like you can sleep when you're dead, you know?
Right now.
When we're young, if we get the opportunity to work in a creative business, I always take into account all the other people that want my job, and I try and respect them by busting my balls and giving it my very best.
Yeah. Yes.
Beautiful.
Mate, we got to clap that. That was amazing.
That's the stuff.
We're walking through walls. We're running through them. Oh, legend.